Just hours to Thanksgiving, and tonight, millions are on the move, despite that CDC warning against travel.
You just try to kind of be as safe as you can and get home and see family.
More than 50 million Americans expected to hit the roads and skies. Our Gio Benitez is at New York's LaGuardia Airport.
When it comes to the pandemic, this is one of the busiest days at airports. More than a million expected to fly. Another million plus expected Sunday when people return home.
I mean, Charles, negative before flying. I wasn't going to fly if I was positive. Then I'm also going to test again when I get home just to keep everyone safe.
And tonight, the stakes couldn't be higher. Deaths now topping 2,300 a day.
Given that we have massively uncontrolled outbreaks already, and we have health systems that are on the brink of collapse, you know, this addition of cases is not something that we can sustain. And we are in a humanitarian crisis right now.
Across the country, new crackdowns. L.A. County shutting down dining at restaurants for 3 weeks. In New York, checkpoints at bridges and bus stations warning out-of-state travelers of quarantine rules. And Pennsylvania shutting down alcohol sales at bars and restaurants overnight. Dr. Anthony Fauci warning on GMA to keep any indoor gatherings small.
You let your guard down. You obviously have to take a mask off if you're eating or drinking. Try to avoid that as much as possible. A sacrifice now could save lives and illness and make the future much brighter as we get through this. Because, George, we're going to get through this.
Tonight, hospitals strained with a record 88,000 COVID patients.
They're stuck inside themselves. They can't talk. They can't stretch their arms because if we lose the ET tube, the tube that's helping them breathe, they'll die.
And caring for those patients taking a toll on nurses like Beth DeJong in Utah, who can't hold her 4 and 8-year-old kids when she gets home.
And they don't run to the door anymore because we don't give hugs when I get home.